Next patient is Kimberly Goodhand. Goodhand is G-O-O-D-H-A-N-D. Goodhand, Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 10/29/1970. Date of visit 4/10/23. Please make copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. O'Donnell, O, apostrophe D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of shortness of breath, cough, and chronic sputum production. Next, his present illness. This is a 52-year-old female who has a history of shortness of breath, wheezing, persistent cough with sputum production, has been treated with various bronchodilators and inhaled steroids. The patient also has a long-standing history of smoking, up to half a pack per day, and is unable to quit. She has had no recent PFT or CAT scan of the chest, and was treated with bronchodilators as well as oral antibiotics, and states that she did have COVID-19 infection in 2020. But never had a positive test. The most recent CT test was in May of 21, which showed few tiny ground glass infiltrates bilaterally. And no pulmonary embolus. Presently, the patient coughs up whitish foamy mucus. She has no fevers or chills and denies chest pains and has no hemoptysis. she has had chronic sinusitis as well as vocal cord dysfunction and has has episodes of wheezing. Next paragraph, past history includes history of anxiety and depression, history of necrobiosis lipoidica of the legs, history for laryngeal-vocal reflex with upper airway spasm. He also had a ganglion cyst removed from her upper extremity and had breast augmentation surgery in 96 and a tendon repair of the left hand in the 1999. She has ADHD, which has been treated with Adderall, and yeah, that's it. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and latex and dust. Next, and grapefruit. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smokes half a pack per day, has done so for over 30 years. Alcohol use, none. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of myeloid leukemia. Father had father has a history of cancer with metastatic disease. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has fatigue, no fever or weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma. She has sore throat, hoarseness, and upper airway spasm. Also has nasal congestion and sinus drainage and postnasal drip. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has heartburn, no rectal bleed or diarrhea. She has no chest pain or calf muscle pain, so leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks and no depression. She has muscle stiffness and joint pains. And fasciitis. Denies easy bruising. She has no headaches, numbness of the extremities, or skin rash, or itching. Next paragraph. Med list included Adderall 25 milligrams daily, Buspar 10 milligrams BID, Advair Disc 100 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID, Albuterol HFA, 2 puffs PRN. Next, physical exam. This average built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, there was no pyloric sign of this perforema. Blood pressure 102 over 70, pulses 96. Respirations are 22, temperature 97.5. Weight is 190, saturation 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, nasal mucous edematous, here is no inflammation. Next supplement, bruise in the thyroid, enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements to diminished breath sounds at the bases. Scattered wheezes toward both lung fills. Heart, the answers are regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. 1 plus edema. Extremities reveal no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus. No gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Reactive airways disease with chronic cough. Number 2 is probable underlying COPD. Number 3. History of ADHD and number 4 is chronic sinusitis. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level, complete metabolic profile. Also, advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch, which states she cannot do. also suggested she could use Shantix at a low dose, and advised to come in for a follow-up after her CT and PFTs are done, at which time I'll make an addendum report. She will continue using the albuterol HFA on a PRN basis. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, O'Donnell. Erica O'Donnell. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.